Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We are not sure if this journey is over tonight or if there's still a little work yet to do, but here's what we do know. We know that when they're finished counting the votes from today's election, that we're going to have received more votes than my opponent.
Senator Raphael Warnock spoke on the night of the November general election and told supporters he expects the same results in Tuesday's runoff against Herschel Walker. A record number of early votes were cast in the runoff. U.S. Capitol Police officers were awarded congressional gold medals for their heroism in the January 6th attack. D.C. Police Chief Robert J. Conte III spoke about how the officers will never forget that day.
Many of us still carry the physical, mental, and emotional scars after that mob of thousands launched a violent assault in an attempt to halt the counting of electoral ballots.
Representative Benny Thompson, chair of the House subcommittee investigating the attacks, said criminal referrals will be made based on the committee's findings. A report is expected to be released sometime before Christmas. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said time is running out to reach an agreement about a deal to fund the government. The current continuing resolution expires December 16th.
Time is ticking. We have not been able to agree on a top line yet, and I think it's becoming increasingly likely that we may need to do a short-term CR into early next year. We're running out of time, and that may end up being the only option left that we could agree to pursue.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said passing a budget will be an imperative goal of the lame duck Congress. He added there is bipartisan support and stressed the importance of the new National Defense Authorization Act.
This isn't an easy process, but it's important nonetheless for the well-being of our troops, for the preservation of our national security, for the tens of millions of Americans who look to the federal government for a wide range of basic services.
A jury in New York found the Trump Organization guilty of conspiracy, criminal tax fraud, and falsifying business records. Lawyers for the company said they will appeal. The Trump Organization is still the subject of a criminal investigation by New York State Attorney General Letitia James. Tomorrow, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in the case of Moore v. Harper, which could shift the way American democracy operates. A ruling in the case would allow for the creation of hyperpartisan voting districts, which cannot be challenged under judicial review by state courts. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.